The Prime Minister has been warned that if he expands the backpacker visa program as announced, he'll be undermining the separate program that brings seasonal workers from the Pacific to Australia to pick fruit. One of Australia's top experts in international development, Professor Stephen Howes, says it's commendable the Prime Minister wants to tackle exploitation in the backpacker visa, but he says bolstering it will jeopardise the Pacific Seasonal Worker Program. I'll speak to Professor Howes in a moment, but this morning, the President of the National Farmers Federation, Fiona Simpson, also weighed in favour of the Pacific Seasonal Worker System, with caveats.
The visa that is closest to what we would probably suit us is the seasonal worker program, which, as you know, is predominantly an aid program, which works well for both countries. But there are parameters around the seasonal worker program where one worker is required to be aligned with one farmer for a long period of time. And sometimes, you know, the way that picking works, Fran, crops come online and offline, and workers need to be able to have the flexibility to move around a region do that in a simple way.
NFF President Fiona Simpson speaking with Fran Kelly on RN Breakfast this morning. So what about the backpacker visa? Given its troubles, is it just a bad idea? I put that question to Professor Stephen Howes.
The visa itself is not a bad idea. The problem is this one-year extension that you can get if you work on a farm for 3 months. And now apparently the proposal is to increase that incentive from an extra 1 year to an extra 2 years. And that is a bad idea. There's no labour market testing. It's very exploitative and it undermines the seasonal worker program. The seasonal worker program, you know, comes out much better. It is a program we want to support for both development and strategic reasons. It does involve labour market testing, so there is protection of Australian workers. And it's a much more tightly regulated program, and research has shown it is less prone to exploitation.
Just last weekend, though, I think the Fairfax Press reported an example of a Pacific Island woman who had worked in Australia expecting, you know, to make some money to be able to send home to the family. And in the end, she'd been paid so little that she went home with nothing. Are there problems with the Pacific Island program as well?
Look, that's right. No scheme is perfect. But what's important about that case is that it was a case that was uncovered, not by the media, but by the processes in place, and a solution was found. So seasonal workers, when they come to Australia, have a lot of representation. The unions are notified, churches are notified, they have diplomatic representation, the Department of Jobs are involved. But if you're hiring a backpacker, you don't need to notify anyone. So backpackers have no protection. And so it's not surprising that while there have been problems with the seasonal worker program, research has shown the level of exploitation is just much higher among backpackers.
And is there direct competition between wanting to get more Australians out onto farms, unemployed Australians potentially, and the seasonal worker program for Pacific Islanders?
Not really, because to hire a seasonal worker, you have to first do labour market testing. So you've got to first open the application process only for Australian residents. And it's only if you're unable to find someone that you're then able to go and access the seasonal worker program.
And so if the Prime Minister was to proceed with expanding the backpacker program, what do you think the impact would be overall?
Well, I think it would definitely undermine the seasonal worker program. We have seen in recent years a decline of about 9,000 second-year backpackers working on farms. That corresponds roughly to the 6,000 or so increase we've seen in the seasonal worker program. So if we get more backpackers onto Australian farms, we're definitely going to see fewer seasonal workers. And then any hope the government has of getting more Australians to work on farms is also going to be undermined by increasing reliance on backpackers because there's no labour market testing. I mean, it's important to emphasise that farmers will always want a mix of backpackers and seasonal workers, but at the moment we have the mix the wrong way around.
So if the Prime Minister wants to stamp out exploitation in the backpacker sector, what does he need to do? End that visa altogether or reform it?
Well, we have been calling for a reduction in that one-year incentive. For example, in New Zealand, if you work on a farm for 3 months, you get a three-month extension rather than a one-year extension. That one-year extension was introduced back in 2005 when we didn't have a seasonal worker program. So now that we do, we should be looking at winding it back. But definitely we shouldn't be increasing the incentive for backpackers to work on farm, where we know that basically that is a broken scheme.
And who are the backpackers generally? Where are they coming from?
About 95% are from developed countries. And we also have to ask that question, if our fruit and vegetables are going to be mainly picked by foreigners, do we want them to be picked by the young people of rich countries? Or do we want to use that labour opportunity, as other countries do, to benefit our developing country neighbours?
Stephen Howes is the director of the Development Policy Centre and a professor of economics at the Crawford School at the ANU, Australian National University, ANU.